The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment this morning. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's 7:06 in the morning on this beautiful February 26th, and it is beautiful because, Bad Bob?
Well, we're getting a little bit of rain.
It's raining.
It's raining. It's helping.
And speaking of somebody that is beautiful and helps all at the same time, we have Susan Eastman with our Wells Fargo advisor for our Market Minute. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, major averages are starting out mixed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 16,209. The S&P 500 is down fractionally at 1845. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 14 points at 4,302. Three most actively traded stocks on the big board, Verizon down 15 cents at 46.14. Bank of America off 12 cents, trading at 16.22. Ford positive 2 pennies at $15.17. For local stocks of interest, PepsiCo positive 2 cents at 79 and a quarter. Pacific Gas and Electric up 9 cents at 43.88. Bank of Commerce flattened, trading at $6.06. Over to commodities, gold is down $9 an ounce at $1,333.70. Silver off 47 cents at $21.53. Oil positive 44 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Hey, Susan, thanks a lot. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 708-808-908 in the morning right here. You know what? You want to find out what's going on Wall Street. They are the people to talk to because they are there at 4:30 in the morning every morning to figure out what's going on. Talk to their contacts back there and then give you the great advice. Give them a call at 243-7561, 243-7561, or stop by Park Marina Drive. Bad Bob.
Rain today, high near 60. Showers tonight, possibility of thunder showers as well. Low will be around 47. And then showers as we get into Thursday. Rain off and on throughout the rest of the week. Currently at Reading, 51 degrees. And this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Senior and veterans discounts. Locally owned, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends.
Well, today we're going to have, of course, it's Wednesday. We'll have Chamber of Commerce in here at 7:30 with their newest business. Here in town. So to learn about new businesses, and this is, we really enjoy doing that and pushing out new businesses and working with our chamber here. Also, Steve Backlund, and we'll be here at 8 o'clock. And here's a guy that speaks all over the world, inspirational, talking about success and how you can have success. And this is, you know, it's kind of one of those things that it's like, well, okay, this is, you know, people have a tendency, especially in certain areas, to just be looking for failure. Which is, I don't understand that, but we're going to talk about that today. Plus, we've got a number of other things, and let's just start off right now. Let's talk about the town meeting in Cottonwood. Last night, Bad Bob, they filled the hall down there with Sheriff Tom Basenko and Tehama County Sheriff, was down there. Let me see, that's Tehama County Sheriff Dave Henrett was down there. And they're talking about safety, public safety, and the people are a little bit concerned down there because there's a number of, it takes so long for the sheriffs to get there. And because of, you know, the response time, because of lack of sheriffs and deputies. Well, you'll hit one sheriff in each county, but then you have a bunch of deputies.
Yes.
So the question is, what do we do about that? We as citizens, what do we do? I mean, it's one thing right here in the city of Reading when you call and you're reasonably assured that you'll have an officer here in some period of time. But in the county, you're not. And the reason you're not is they cover so much property, so much land, so much, you know, so many miles that they can be down in Cottonwood, and then they have to go up to Shingletown or north of that, or sorry, east of that. And you're not going to, it's going to take them an hour to get there. So what do people do? Well, in this case, there's two groups that are two non-official groups that are in Cottonwood that are helping to patrol the streets, it looks like. One's the Northern California State Militia, and one is the Cottonwood Community Watch, CCW.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta like it. You gotta like it.
Well, at least they're not called the Committee for Public Safety.
Yeah, that. But here's the bottom line on this is, why are they there? I mean, the fact is that the militia, I understand the militia. Militia can be, they form themselves and they're very open about what they do. Their photos are all over the place, in the sense that there's no secrets there. And we've had them on the show a couple of times to find out where they're going. But they're out there to help patrol, citizens on patrol there. And then the Cottonwood Community Watch is also out there. They've got, I think Cottonwood Community Watch said they have 270 people signed up that they can send phone calls to and emails about what's happening in crime. The bottom line is that people believe that they need to do this. They know they need to do this, and why? There's not enough police. There's not enough sheriffs. So now you have to ask your question. It's not why the Northern California State Militia or the Cottonwood Community Watch. Why don't we have enough sheriff's deputies? And, you know, the supervisors out there, Les Ball. So the question should be not which one of them. They should ask Les, why don't we have enough sheriffs? Oh, the economic downturn. But what is your primary function and mission of a county supervisor? And this goes across the board. Isn't it public safety? Isn't it first responders? And then you need to ask our supervisors, why did they let the third floor of the jail shut down? Now, there's nothing you can do about AB 109, and every time I hear about it that, oh, gosh, you know, their hands are tied, that so much of the money is already being told what to do with the state, by the state, well, then there is still is lots of money out there. So should it go to the public safety, to the sheriff's department, first responders? And where else does it go? Where exactly in the, I realize that there's lots of pay and there's allowances and you've got these unfunded liabilities because of the decisions some people make. But the county didn't make all those decisions. The county's been doing pretty well. What does it take to bring five more deputies on? And Tom is saying, you know, he's hiring them, but how about, but Tom needs 10 more to keep us safe. What is the priority of our county supervisors? And I'm not saying that less, you know, or then the rest of them aren't, you know, they're not concerned about their people. I really believe they are. But what are they doing about it? What are they doing to get public safety out on the streets with the people so you don't have to rely on the Northern California State Militia to chase down a guy in a car and fire five shots, which may have been overboard there. We're not sure. No charges were ever filed. But again, here's the bottom line. What Tom Bosenkel says is be vigilant, don't be vigilantes. However, it is just a step away. That if the sheriffs can't get there and people do not feel safe and they call the community crime, watch, or they call the Northern California State Militia, says, I feel like I'm in danger. Some older person or anybody, a kid, I'm in danger here. They show up 30 minutes before a sheriff's deputy shows up. So you have to ask yourself, who are they going to call? Well, they're not going to, if they can call the sheriff and they say, oh, we'll be there. Well, 30 minutes later. Or are they going to call the local watch and they're there with two carloads of people in 5 minutes? Be vigilant. Don't be vigilantes. I understand the sheriff exactly. I 100% agree with that. But at what point does the people have to protect themselves to the point where they are, you know, doing patrol, armed patrols? We'll be right back after these messages.
laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. The summer is a good time to give your irrigation system a tune-up. Remove anything blocking the sprinkler heads and fix any broken ones. Look at the spray heads on your sprinklers while they're working. Adjust them to avoid overspray onto driveways and sidewalks. Excess water flowing into the gutter doesn't help your landscape, and it can pollute our creeks and rivers. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
A few years back, a state agency called regarding a large shipment of new cars that had a steering problem. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They informed me shops all over California had looked at them, but no one could recommend a solution. The problem was, one front wheel turned quicker and farther than the other, causing erratic steering. Front wheels should turn together. Our inspection revealed a major steering component was incorrectly mounted from the factory. We fabricated a gauge to demonstrate the difference in travel from side to side, while a state supervisor observed. Then we relocated the steering component as indicated by our gauge. A test drive by the supervisor proved excellent. He had only one question. How long will it take to do 1,200 cars? Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California. 45 years in business and loving every minute of it.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have we. Through the decades, we have served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism we would expect for our own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, we're there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234, and we'll be there for you.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, good morning. It's 7:20 in the morning, 51 degrees out there. It's raining. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain the next day and maybe the day after that. Boy, do we need rain and we need snow. Well, here it comes. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Great coffee, and you can have anything, any type of hot or cold drink at Espresso Joe's, serving, what is it? Caramel macchiato. Not only that, but walk next door and they will meet or beat any tobacco prices in town. And e-cigarettes, electronic cigarettes, big now. People are buying these and they are the experts. They have all kinds down there, different flavors. All this down at Tobacco and Brew, where veterans always get discounts. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Good people down there. Lifers. What's a lifer? You know, we talked about it the other day when we were in, we'd come back from San Quentin. We had that San Quentin show, which I thought was very interesting. Mm-hmm. You know, when you start, because we had one of the guards there. Okay, let's just talk about that. Let's talk about San Quentin. And they said, you know, of the lifers having, we talked about parole. We never got a chance to really talk about it there on the show. But people have been sentenced to life imprisonment, come up for parole in year 23. I mean, that's if they're really good, year 23. And up until then, no. And one of the things they have, if they've got a couple, they need to have a couple of things going for them. The first one going for them, of course, is they've got a place to stay when they go out. And then if they have a job, that's even better. And of course, the third is, you know, a support group around them. So a place to stay, a job and a support group. Now, how many of the, you know, of the murderers that get paroled, they're in their, you know, to life, how many of them come back? According to the warden, very, very, very few. Because remember the other statistic we had was of the 736 men on death row, condemned on death row there, half of them have never been in jail before. So you may get somebody else that's in there for murder who has never been in jail before. Anyway, what Brown has done is he's released them at a rate that is like, over the last, let me put it this way, in the last 30 years, they've released 3,000. Brown's released 1,400 over the last 3 years. Like, that's double anything that the two previous governors and their administrations ever did. And why is this happening? Some people are saying, oh, well, you know what? We're told we have to empty these jails out. Well, he's saying, no, it's not. I'm just going by what the parole board says. And if the parole board comes out and says, you know what? I think this guy can be paroled. We've listened to the officials here, the warden and all the people. We've read what the psychologists say. We've read all this. We think this person is no longer a threat to society. And then it goes up that way. Well, Schwarzenegger took like 27% of those. Brown's doing 67%. Now, there's some people say that's really, 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 really unfair. What about the guy? What about the family? Or what about the person you murdered? And what about justice for the families? Justice for the families is what they're saying. And not only justice for the families, but, for society. Listening to the officials down in San Quentin, which we had a great opportunity to, says that, like I said, that they find that, you know, that ones that are coming in on drugs and alcohol-related crimes, they just cycle them through. Just cycle them through. They see them again all the time. When you get the heavy lifers that, you know, have done something like, you know, committed a crime, you know, maybe of passion, they don't see them again. It was a one-time thing. So, the bottom line, though, is you still got more criminals out on the street. And when you tie that in with AB 109, with this, and then with meetings like we have in Cottonwood last night, where that had all these people there asking, you know, what are we going to be able to do to protect ourselves with the crime rate going up? It all just doesn't look good. The state of California is in trouble when it comes to people in prisons. $50,000 a year we spend on each prisoner. $50,000 a year. $1,000 a month in just medical. Bad Bob, how would you like to be able to spend $1,000 a month in medical? You had pretty good insurance, huh?
That would be, yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know what you can do, right? Go out, take your Jeep, drive over the nearest. No. All right. Let's move on.
I don't want to dent my Jeep.
Nah, you know what? But this one does touch you. $170,000 out of Chaparral.
Well, that's just for the cleanup portion, right? The law enforcement response and all the overtime and all the various agencies, the total has got to be staggering.
He pled out to a misdemeanor?
Misdemeanor. Yeah. Possession of a destructive device.
Do you
device.
Think that there was something more to it than that? I mean, this is just me asking you and thousands of other people here.
I believe that was the deal they cut. Now, he may still face federal charges.
Well, yes. You know, I didn't look at his Facebook or anything like that, but I have a feeling that the sheriff would not have gone with a misdemeanor if there was any way, I think, of tying him to something.
Well, time was
of the DA.
Was of the essence to get the matter resolved as quickly as possible because of the number of people involved, not just myself, but 30, 40 other families who were having to live essentially out of suitcases while this thing was being figured out. And it's not for me to say it was or was not a overreaction. I mean, I was probably as close to the situation as anybody. I saw things that gave me great concern that I can't detail. But I'm just glad to be back in my house, to be quite selfish about it.
Well, of course. Hey, okay. Governor Brewer of Arizona has a dilemma here. Her Republican counterparts down there, her Republican party down there, has voted through a bill that promotes religious freedom, is what they're saying. Is it promotes religious freedom? But opponents say it discriminates against gays and lesbians. And this is, you know, if you remember something, you know, this has happened in several places. Photographer sued, lost her business. Cake bakers sued, lost their business because they didn't want to do a same-sex couple cake, or the woman, and for religious reasons. And the photographer who refused to take photos, she says, look, this is against everything I believe in. You know what? There's thousands of other photographers out there. Here's some names. Here's their phone numbers. Please go to them. Well, they didn't. They sued them, in fact. And both of them were found to be discriminating against people. And we don't care about your religious. What your religion is. Well, the state of Arizona has said they support that, say it promotes, they passed a law that says promotes religious freedom here. And that you cannot be sued if you truly believe and it's against your religion not to serve and this is what it comes down to, not to serve gays or lesbians. I think that if a person is truly religious and believes this, I don't see why they should be punished. I'm sorry, I can't do it. There's a million other places you can go to. There's a million other places you can go to have this done. I just can't do this. When the Catholic Church and the Catholic University said we're not going to do the contraception thing, Obama backed off. He said, I understand that. Well, he didn't understand. It was forced down his throat. But, it said is that we can't, you're forcing us to do contraception, birth control, and abortion, and it's against our religion. So I'm looking at it from, if you look at it from that point, is that, okay, it's my business, and you're wanting me to celebrate the fact that two people of the same sex are getting married. I can't do that. Personally, I can't do that. Now, If you take it to the other points is I cannot do a photo of you because you are a white heterosexual male. Because frankly, I don't believe in the fact that, that males and females should be married on that one. If somebody said that to me, I would look at them askance. But then I would think I would go to to another photographer or to another cake baker. Governor Brewer's got, she's gonna veto it. They're pretty sure she's gonna veto it because even some of the senators that voted for it are now backing off. The bottom line on it is that you have a right for your religious freedom. But to be punished to have your business taken away from you because you really strongly believe in this, believe in your religion. I don't believe that two people of the same sex should get married. Should you lose your business over this? Should you lose your livelihood? Should you be punished for that? We'll be right back right after these messages.
Hello, Frank Muse with Northern Lights Energy. My wife Kathy and I would like to thank every person who helped with the Sierra Cascade Logging Conference. It was a great success. Looks like we might see rain and snow sometime soon, so with that in mind, let's keep those kerosene tanks full. If you're one of those folks who have not touched your heater in about 10 years, give Johnny a call and think about trading in on a brand new one. If you have a new diesel truck and you need depth urea fluid, stop by. We have it in the 2.5-gallon jugs now, ready to go. We also have red off-road diesel at all three locations. If you'd like a CFN card, call Sherry and she'll get you set up an account for your business or personal use. Northern Lights Energy, not the cheapest, but there before you need us. Corning, see Robin. Weaverville, see Michelle. And Redding, see the rest of us. 241-2196. Thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Dr. Russo, and my wife, Alexandra. Join us as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. I am a doctor for your health. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. I believe your health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of your life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
This is KCNR, the home of Free Fire Media.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Linda's on assignment today. Good morning. It is 7:33 in the morning. 51 degrees. It's raining. It's going to rain today. It's going to rain tomorrow. It's going to rain the next day. And maybe again the day after that. This portion of the show, I'm laughing because our guests are here, and already she's breaking me up. This portion of the show is brought to you by Redding Spray Service. 20 years in Redding and offering pest control, weed control, tree spraying, lawn treatments, and more. If you got pests, they'll take care of them. But the lawn treatments, they come out and make your lawn look beautiful. Frankly, I don't think, even though with 20 years of experience, I don't know if they can save my lawn, but we're going to try this year. Give them a call at 221-3007 or check out their website, readingspray.com. I'm here with Tim Scarborough and our regular Wednesday.
Good morning, Carl.
Chamber of Commerce, introduce a business.
Yeah, we've got Marion Morgan Hunt with Marion Morgan Hunt Photography and DJ Services.
Hello, everyone.
And she's been around for a while.
She's very shy.
I'm excited to have her here and just talk about her business and a little bit about the history of how she got going in this. I think it's in her DNA, no doubt.
Yep, I was definitely born into this. So, going back 31 years ago, when I was 13 years old, my dad started the business down on in Westwood Village Shopping Center, and I was always just the type to want to help dad out. So he raised me in the business, second generation, and then 15 years ago, dad retired, and I took it over. So here I am.
So here you are. Okay, now, you what's it like to be a I don't think I've ever interviewed a DJ. I've interviewed photographers. So talk to me about what it's like to be a disc jockey.
So I started DJing 3 years ago. It was just intended to be a little side income. With photography, there's a lot of competition out there with the decline in the economy and the ease of digital. And then Facebook kind of made a lot of photographers out there. So I had heard there was a need for DJs, and I thought, why not? In the wedding industry, I've photographed over 300 weddings, and I'm familiar. So I decided to pursue it, and it actually, I'm just a professional at heart. I'm going to give my all, and so something that was intended to just be a little bit on the side is picked up to be big, big for me, successful. Junior high dances are my favorite.
Junior high dances.
Yeah, I love kids.
You are a brave woman. I used to do that. It's like a combat zone at times.
It is.
Junior high dances.
Oh, it's so much
fun.
What
do you play? So you've only been in it for 3 years though, but yeah. I mean, you know, you talk to people that were, you know, now you do, but you do all types of music though. It's not just junior high.
Yeah. No, right? Yeah. Cause, you know, weddings, country music and just the good old classics, the YMCA, but, junior high dances is just a whole lot of sixth, seventh, and eighth graders jumping up and down. We call it jumps.
They're not dances. They're not dances. They're jumps. Well, you know, they're young and exuberant. We got a minute here. When I was in Iraq, a band was coming in to entertain our Marines. And, I saw them in the chow hall, and these guys were, I mean, tats. Festooned with bangles on their face and all this. And I thought, this is interesting. And somebody said, hey, do you know who that is, sir? I'm like, no. And so they told me, and I was like, oh, I had no idea what they were talking about. But that night in our area where we had all types of meetings and large groups of people, the band set up and they came over there to entertain the troops, you know, and I just applauded them for that. But they were playing this heavy metal and heavy rock and headbanging music. So there you have in the mosh pit about 100-something Marines, all armed to the teeth, bouncing up and down. Uh-huh. And some Marine get up on stage and leap into the group, and they pass them around. And I sat there, stood there with the chief, and we looked at this for a while and said, he says, well, I'm just going to leave before we have to write a report. of course, no problems. But, you know, it was the first time I've seen him on TV and those kind of things. But to be there and just the excitement and the energy, and plus you've got 200 armed Marines, 150 armed Marines there, you know, jumping up and down with their weapons bouncing. So you have a great time with that, though, huh?
Oh, I do. Very much so. A lot of top 40 music, so. I drive around in the car just listening, changing stations. What's the new music out?
Well, that's your job. You say you were born into this. Tell us a little bit about that.
So Dad was actually a photographer and started his own little photo lab down there. And I learned how to be a photographer starting in the dark room. So photography came actually years later when I got a little bit older. And, my favorite thing photographic wise is sports photography. So I'm well known in the community for taking all the sports pictures of kids. And, that keeps me very busy right now is kind of ending basketball season and I got baseball coming up in a couple of weeks and then it'll go into school graduations, summer.
So you take photos of all the teams and everything then.
Yeah, I do. A lot of the schools here, a lot of the leagues. I walk through a grocery store and kids point at me and go, there's the picture lady. And I love it. And that might be why the junior high dances as a DJ have worked out so well because, I mean, honestly, in what I do year round, my clientele, it ranged from 17 and younger. So I usually work with kids a lot and I love that. I connect with them well. I don't know if they see me as a second mom kind of figure, but, I respect them and they respect me. We just have a good time out there.
Well, you know, when somebody is nice and you come across as being very nice. Well, you do. You come across unlike some of the people in the room. Mainly me. Me, Bob. All right. Not you. So you come across as nice. So I can see where people can respond to you that way. Aww. Now you've got, you've only got like, what, 100 songs you play?
I do have my favorites.
But you've got lots of songs that you have.
Over 50,000. Primarily clean. I prefer that too. But, I also know that there's suggestive content that the schools don't want to hear. So another thing that they've liked me for is just being more selective that way.
Well, you've got to. I mean, you can't go, you know, I was, you know, I've, you, at the prom or at the junior high dance, you can't have, you know, people talking about
Grinding?
Grinding, twerking, you know.
So no twerk music.
There'd be a no twerk music going on here.
But
the junior high, they don't let them do that, right?
The kids try. I prefer to call it like a dance battle and
Them.
Yeah, they like spin on the floor and do the break dancing.
That's cool.
It's actually kind of fun.
That's fun.
Cool. Yeah.
Do they come up to you and ask you for a particular song then while you're
there? Well, I allow them to write down, I have a piece of paper and they're allowed to write down their song requests, but I still have to use my best judgment on what they write down. So I compromise with them a lot of times.
How do people get a hold of you?
My cell phone is the best because you know that it does everything. So Facebook, email, texting, obviously the good old-fashioned phone call.
That's what mine does. I have that, but that's what mine does. I can get text over it, but everybody's given up because I refuse to answer them. So you can get – okay, so what's your phone number in all this?
I am at – in the 530-949-4469. And my website is MarionMorganHunt.com, and on Facebook, MarionMorgan-Hunt. And my email is mmhphotodj@aol.com.
So how far out do people have to book you? Because it sounds like you're pretty busy.
The school dances, you know, they're always those typical Friday nights, and they come in waves. It definitely seems like they all want the same date, but as far as weddings, you know, 6 months in advance is nice, but there's always that opportunity for a last-minute booking, too. I never discourage that because sometimes it just happens to work out. But
sure. But everybody likes to be booked ahead of time there, so you know what you're doing. But you serve Redding, Anderson?
I'll travel. I actually love to travel. You know, if they cover me a night stay somewhere and just pay for the gas, I definitely. I love the opportunity to be anywhere. I consider it a vacation. I get paid to go and work and have a good time. But primarily, I'm right here in Redding, in Anderson, Red Bluff, Shasta Lake City. Love them up there. They've supported me for years and years and years.
Oh, great. Okay. Marion Morgan Hunt, Northern California, photographer and DJ. You love to travel.
Yep.
Put you up for the night, and you'll go. And you'll go and play anywhere, right?
That's right.
And over 50,000 songs in your inventory.
Correct.
And you love, you know, you like, you know, and plus, okay, that's just in the DJ end.
Yeah.
Photography is also your, that's your first love, probably.
Yeah.
Or is DJing taking over?
Oh, well, you know, photography actually pays better, and because I got 30 years of experience in it, I'm really good at it, and you know, being all the editing that takes place on the computer, I'm really good at that too. So people love my pictures. They tell me a lot of times my sports pictures are better than their school pictures. So,
oh, great. Okay. So, and then you do, of course, you do weddings and graduations and all those things.
Yeah, class reunion events are coming up this summer. Family portraits, senior portraits on occasion. That's not the big business, but I definitely offer a little bit of everything.
Okay. All right. Our guest has been Marion Morgan Hunt. Right here from Redding, but she does, besides being an outstanding photographer, been in it for 30 plus years, is also branched out into DJing and loves to do that. And once again, your phone number?
530-949-4469.
Facebook?
Marion Morgan Hunt. And, I have a business profile on there and my personal, so.
Okay. All right. Tim.
All right.
Got anything?
Well, you know, I think she's touched on it right at the very beginning of, but just kind of wanted to, you know, everybody and the brothers got a digital camera and they think that they're a quote unquote professional photographer, and we see them, you know, coming up here and there. What do you see as the main difference between what is would be an amateur and a professional?
You know what I always tell people, because you can have a camera and you can do a nice job with the free software that's out there online, but the biggest key is communication. And that is where I come into just being able to take over an event and capture everything, and the tools of the camera aren't even something I have to think about. I just think about communicating with the people, getting the best expression out of them, looking for the small details that they're looking for, and just starting out right, making it good from the get-go, and everything else just comes second nature.
Okay. Well, you know what? This is our ongoing journey with our Chamber of Commerce here. Is every Wednesday we bring in another business to give some love to here. And so if we can do four or five a week, we're happy to do that and to let people know who Marion Morgan Hunt is here. And, you know, it's a pleasure getting to know you. I think that, you know, there's obviously you love what you do.
Yeah.
And that comes out. And if somebody loves what they do, I think they're going to do a great job. So, okay. Well, thank you very much. And, we'll be right back after these messages.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love Orchard's in-store deli, featuring no nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Try their bakery fresh bread, and of course, there's organic produce washed in Orchard's purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years, family owned and operated for three generations, Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. They're the North State Nutrition Experts. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
With back to school right around the corner, it's about to get busy. Real busy. Who has time for the gym when you're taking the kids here and then there and pretty much anywhere? Well, at Anytime Fitness, you can work out around any schedule. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. Don't wait till school starts to get back in shape. Sign up today and get your first month free for a limited time. Anytime Fitness is a 24-hour gym. So go to the friendly, clean, and convenient gym on your time. That's Anytime. Anytime Fitness in West Reading next to Holiday Market.
Change your world in as few as 16 months. Simpson University's popular Aspire degree completion program was designed for busy working adults. Choose degree programs as diverse as organizational leadership, psychology, liberal studies, business and HR management, or the RN to BSN step-up program, all relevant in today's competitive job market. Student success fuels our program success. With a 96% graduation rate over the past 20 years, our Aspire degree completion program is a challenging yet rewarding adult learning experience. Custom tailor your degree success plan with our dedicated academic counselors who will personally guide you on your educational journey. Call today and speak with our admissions professionals. But don't delay. This spring's application deadline is approaching and classes will be filled soon. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON today to speak with an admissions professional or visit us online at simpsonu.edu/aspire. Simpson University School of Continuing Studies. Challenge your mind. Ignite your heart. Change your world.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Linda Bott. Good morning. 7:50 in the morning, 605-4567. Hey, we got a few minutes open here. 51 degrees, it's raining. This portion of the show is brought to you by Reading Crown Motors. New, previously owned car, truck, SUV. Look no further than 555 Cypress Avenue. Your local Ford, Dodge, Ram, Lincoln, Nissan, and Honda dealership. Right here at Reading Crown Motors. Your neighbor's giving you great deals. Don't go any further. Don't leave the town. Get them right there. Not only great deals, but outstanding service. They're at their service department. Give them a call, 223-2177, Redding Crown Motors. Really, really good people that support this community. You know, there's something coming up here on March 8th, the second annual banquet and fundraiser for two of our shows here that they have. And, but it's more than that. It's a night of conservative talk, conservative radio in the North State and the, We the People and Sovereign Minds. But guest speakers that night are going to be Congressman Doug LaMalfa will be here. And you'll be able to hear him speak. How about Sheriff John Lopie of Siskiyou County, who was really, really big in the Constitution? You have the Jefferson State of Mind people there, and an assorted group, a few others that will be there, as well, I'm sure, many of the local politicians, talking about the state of America, the Constitution, and there also is going to be huge raffles with all types of different things offered, mainly guns. Got a lot of guns up there as part of the raffle and the fundraiser here. And it's a great dinner. It's going to be out at Wind River. Wind River always does great. And you can sponsor a table for $400 to get you eight people there and a $300 raffle ticket package. Now, last time I went to one of these, the people that I invited to sit at my table all won guns. Every one of them won something. Linda and I sat there. We didn't win. Mainly, I didn't win, except the fact that we had a great time and that we raised money for the Veterans Museum. Now it's a good chance to raise money for this, some for these shows. That then they use this money to bring in speakers, for events they go to be able to support different events. Couples can get a ticket for $50 for two, and singles for $30. Anyway, get a hold of North State Consultants at 221-0101 or Jones Fort 222-3223. And thanks to our sponsors down there, Wind River, North Valley Bank, GoTo Print, of course, in Jones Fort. All right. We talked about what's happening with the military and how it's being cut back like this and the dangers of this. I talked about it yesterday. I talked about it for like about 10 or 15 minutes or 10 minutes. I spent, talking about this. And you know what? It's not even any better. You know, a lot of things that the Obama administration is doing to destroy our military. And I can say that destroy the military because I see things that he does. I see things that are down below the surface there. And one of the things they're talking about is putting women into combat. Women into combat. You might want to ask how many women want to go into combat, and you're going to find out that the percentage is extremely, extremely low. And comes out to like 7.5%. Now, and the ones that want to go into combat, they want to go into on these special ops missions. Also, it's out of the helicopter. They want to be crew chiefs or pilots. How many want to actually literally carry a rifle in an infantry unit? The answer is very, very, very few. And the fact is that the Obama administration, among the other things, besides, cutting our military, cutting the commissary, cutting the number of programs we have, the smallest military since before World War II, the smallest Navy since World War I, I can keep going on and on and on about this. Oh, let's just rely on technology. Let's just rely on drones. Let's just, we've got to be, lighter. I tell you what, okay, get in your spec ops, people, and they're great. Our people are the best in the world. They can't win battles. They can win skirmishes. But you get into a big battle, they don't have enough of what they need to have, such as heavy artillery or mortars or, supporting arms coming in there. They can't. They're designed for specific missions in many cases. Specific missions. 82nd Airborne. Let's just talk about that. Once you drop them in, and I can give you a good example in Desert Storm, they deployed early because they're ready to go right now. Well, at the end of 4 days, they'd run out of food. Because they all, there's the thing about like the airborne, they have to be linked up with. So you're getting the special ops people. Yes, outstanding. 82nd Airborne, outstanding, but they're not there to sustain in a punch out fight. So we say, well, we don't need that because we got to be lighter and more mobile, and all this. But the only way we won in Iraq, was we held the ground. Boots on the ground. We'd take a place, and when we'd leave, they'd come back. Then if we took a place and we left people there, they never came back. So you need people. You need, you know, whether you like it or not, you need grunts. You need people on the ground. And now they're trying to do away with that. They're doing away with the Warthog. That's fine. Do away with the Warthog. It's an A-10 Warthog. It gives a lot of good close air support. As long as you have something else that can do the job it does. The next thing you're going to be saying is, what else are they going to give up? They're giving up commissaries. You know, that was one of the things they brought up. Just shut down all the commissaries in the United States. I don't think that one will get off I hope that one doesn't get off the table. But what has gotten off the table is they're taking away allowances there. They're stopping the subsidies in many of the cases. So that it's going to cost our privates and our PFCs, our E1s and E2s who need the help the most. It's going to hit them the most. What happened with taking care of our military? Oh yeah. Oh no. Well, we've got to take care of the meth heads. We've got to take care of people here illegally. We've got to take care of people that are not adding to society, but taking from our society. And yet our military, we can't help. Let's go to the phones. Jay, good morning.
Carl, we're really lucky to have you. It's almost like you know what you're talking about.
So I just read a lot.
You always spent a mere decade or three, you know, dealing with logistics and chain of command and all that.
Yeah.
You know what you're talking about, right?
Well, not all the time, but sometimes, you know, it rankles me when I see a guy that's in charge, you know, our commander in chief, and he thinks that veterans who've been wounded in combat ought to pay for it under private insurance. I mean, he is so dense. And yet he's going to take money away from the military so he can run the food stamp program. And you know what? Here's the thing about it is, did you know a lot of our junior grade or junior enlisted at one time, they were on food stamps? They were on food stamps because they didn't make enough money.
I think 2020 had a report on that a couple of years ago. I remember that.
No, and it's true. So, you know, and so we're asking these kids to go over to and serve combat tours, and then they come back. Let's just, you know what? After you put it all out in the line for Uncle Sam and all, you know.
Let's just live in poverty. What could possibly go wrong with a bunch of highly trained, guys who can certainly be killers if they wanted to be? Let's just put them in poverty and give them a few options. What could possibly go wrong with that scenario?
Oh.
But my question actually.
Okay. Yeah, we got 2 minutes. Barry, get me to the question here.
My question was, do you think this is just a all-around screw-up on the, you know, trying to take away our overall numbers? You know, like the F-4 Phantom was a screw-up, or do you think this is intentional?
Oh, well, you know what? I think that, I think it is intentional. I think that, of course it's intentional. It is intentional to cut back on military so they can pay for the social programs here in the United States. He's doing that consciously because he's trying to have some kind of legacy and it's eroding on him. It's leaving so quickly. He's Carter on steroids. And what he's going to do is, oh, I need to give money to all these social programs and, oh yeah, and let's make people citizens who need more social programs, and we're going to take the military and ignore them because there's no war going on. That's exactly what Hegel said. We're not on war footing anymore, so let's just stick it to them. Well, he didn't say those words, but that's what's happening. So, yes, it is. They are meaning to do this. This is a conscious effort to take away, to degrade the military, and that's what they're doing, whether they want to call it that or not. It's a conscious effort so they can have more money to give to social programs.
Thanks, Carl. You have a wonderful day, buddy.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jay. Okay. I feel much better now.
Yeah, I believe it's known as buying the vote.
Well, I love this thing. By the way, somebody says an E3 does not make the $10 an hour minimum wage. You're probably right.
You break it down by the hour, yeah.
You're probably right when you're in combat. And, of course, you know, but Hegel said, oh, we're not in combat anymore, so let's just start cutting back. Well, you know, what that gets you is, what happened, you know, what about the future, planning for the future? Hey, speaking of the future, we'll be back right after the news. We have Steve Backlund with us. And you want to talk about success and planning and living your life in a good sense? He's going to tell us how. We'll be right back after the news. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460.
The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. U.S. sales of new homes rebounded in January to the fastest pace in more than 5 years.
The Commerce Department says there was a 9.6% increase in sales of new homes last month to a seasonally adjusted annual rate of 468,000. It was the fastest pace since July 2008. The increase came as a surprise to economists who had forecasted a sales drop for January, in part due to a belief that activity would be held back by bad winter storms in several parts of the country.
That's SRN's Jeremy House reporting. Sales had fallen about 3.8% in December and 1.8% in November, leading to worries that the housing recovery could lose momentum. President Vladimir Putin reportedly ordering an immediate test of combat readiness of troops today in central and western Russia. Related to what's going on in Ukraine, international security analyst Sejan Gohil.
Russian authorities see Ukraine potentially pulling away from its sphere of influence, moving more toward the west. There is a lot of instability and insecurity right now in the Ukraine.
The report that came out today did not mention Ukraine, but it is one of Russia's western neighbors where Russia has a vested interest in helping to guide political doings in the capital city of Kiev. A golden discovery in the Golden State as a Northern California couple was out walking their dog on their gold country property and stumbled across a modern-day bonanza, a stash of old coins, old cans, probably about $10 million worth.
It's a little over 1,400 coins. It was about 2,700 1894 U.S. dollars, worth around $10 million now, give or take.
That's coin expert David Hall. All those coins date from between 1847 to 1894, and the experts say they appear to be in uncirculated and mint condition, were never even used. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 37 points. This is SRN News.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels, America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When our daughter Emma was born, we took a look at our credit card debt. It was not a good situation. Finally, my wife Vicky said, call Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
We called them, they contacted all of our creditors, they stopped the collections calls, they got the interest reduced, and they put us on a plan for success.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496.
General Motors is adding more than 588,000 vehicles to an ignition switch recall because it can shut off engines and cause a crash.
The company says it's adding Saturn Ion compacts from 2003 to 2007 and Chevrolet HHR SUVs and Pontiac Solstice and Saturn Sky sports cars from 2006 and 2007. The additional vehicles increased the total recall to 1.37 million. GM announced February 13th that it would recall 780,000 Chevrolet Cobalts and Pontiac G5s from the 2005 through 2007 model years. GM says the problem has been linked to 31 crashes and 13 front seat deaths. Keith Peters, SRN News.
U.S. transportation officials have penalized Asiana Airlines $500,000 for failing to assist family members of passengers on a flight that crashed last year at San Francisco Airport. This is SRN News. The Education Department is encouraging school districts to use more scrutiny to protect student privacy when using online educational resources.
Online companies provide services such as the collection of school lunch money, portals for homework assignments, and sites to watch video demonstrations. Concerns have been raised that private information collected by the companies could be shared publicly or used to market products and services to students or their families. School districts often have contracts with these companies, but online services also can be provided without a district's direct knowledge. A teacher, for example, could direct students to a website to retrieve homework assignments without notifying school administrators. Linda Kenyon, SRN News, Washington.
The Tesla Model S electric sedan is Consumer Reports' top pick for automotive safety. In the latest report, the magazine cited the Model S's sporty performance and technological innovations. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The news was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We're calling in the bot. Linda's on assignment today. It is 8:06 in the morning, the 26th of February. And phone lines here are 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And let's go to our Wells Fargo advisor, Susan Eastman. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are moving higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 28 points at 16,208. The S&P 500 is up 5 points at 1850. And the NASDAQ Composite is positive 20 points at 4,307. Active stocks today, Home Depot up $1.42 at $82.40. Macy's up $1.55, trading at $57.80. Pfizer up a penny at $31.90. Over to local stocks of interest, Safeway down 14 cents at $36.99. AT&T off 4 pennies at $32.14. Trico Bank shares positive 22 cents at $24.82. For commodities, gold is down $17.30 an ounce at $1,325.40. Silver off 77 cents at $21.22. And crude oil up 77 cents, trading at $102 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman with Wells Fargo Advisors for KCNR.
Oh, thank you very much, Susan. We have our Wells Fargo Advisors on Monday through Friday at 7:08, 8:08, and 9:08 in the morning. And, you know, here's people here, your neighbors, that they get there at 4:30 in the morning. So they get back and they're doing the research and they're talking back to a Wall Street all the time. And so they can give you the best advice, because they've done research, they've got their ideas. They need to talk to you, though. You need to look at them, and you can head on down to Park Marina Drive to the offices, of course. Give them a call, 243-7561, 243-7561. You know, the stock market is volatile. Well, this is their job, and they have had a huge success in what they do down at Wells Fargo Advisors. Bad Bob.
We got rain and a high near 60 today, and pardon me there. Should be showers tonight, possibility of thunder showers, and that will continue on for the next couple of days. Currently, it is 50 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. Senior and Veterans Discounts, 365-3793.
All right. There's a Parsons Junior High School is hosting its annual salute to the veterans today, and it's going to be at the Parsons Gym, starting at 8:45, so you've got plenty of time to get down there. And countless veterans from various wars will attend and will be recognized. There will be a special tribute to Pearl Harbor survivors. Each veteran in attendance will be given a note of appreciation penned by a student at Parsons in gratitude of their service to our country. The principal, Ms. Cheryl Olson, will take on the persona and wear the appropriate costume of a soldier, telling his story of his tenure in the military. And the gym walls will depict posters of various veterans whose stories have been told in the past years. Veterans are brought up to the front of the room, called up by the ear of their military duty, and recognized and applauded for their services. The presentation is made to a full house, as it always is. So Parsons Gymnasium at 750 Hartnell Avenue, and it's starting today at 8:45, so head on down there. It's a good way of saying hello. And the and honoring our veterans, especially when it's the Pearl Harbor guys, because there's not a lot of them left. We have, they're all in their 80s, 90s. So, okay, what are the things that are going on today? We're getting a phone call from one of our guests. They're coming in. I think they're running a little bit late. So let's talk about a few other things. And so now we can go about things that we're talking about. The, Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, talking about his, and that the country should be embarrassed by Clinton. By Bill Clinton. And his attack has started up, obviously, we've started there with that. And we started with the fact that, you know, what Bill Clinton did to, you know, in his impeachment and the reasons he was impeached. He wasn't impeached because of his affair with Monica Lewinsky. That was not why. He was impeached because he lied. He lied under oath. And was brought up on those charges. And of course he was acquitted for it, or he was not found guilty, but he was impeached. And so Rand Paul is making the points is that, you know what, you know, we talk about all these other things, but what about our president? Our president who had, you know, obviously his moral standards were not as high as they should be by any means. And now you have Hillary getting ready to run. And he's tying it to Hillary. Also, is that if Hillary is, you know, that if Bill Clinton's moral standards are this low, what about Hillary's? The wars have started. Let's go to the phones. Mike, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Carl. How are you?
I'm fine. What's up?
I want to talk about Shasta Regional a little bit. I wound up in there a year ago last October.
Uh-huh.
The care was wonderful. And I went because they were saying how they accepted Blue Cross. What I didn't find out until later was the emergency room does not accept Blue Cross, and I got a bill for almost $1,700. And I talked to my insurance company, and they said by law I had to pay $169.05. So they sent me a check. I sent them a check. Thought it was over.
Uh-huh.
I forgot the 5 cents. So they sent me 4 different bills, you know, for 5 cents, and finally I got that cleared up, only to find out that they put me in collection, last week.
For a nickel?
No, I paid the nickel. I wrote a check for 5 cents. For a form they claim they didn't get. And the collection agency, in turn, turned me into the credit bureau. And it's just so ridiculous, and I guess my point would be that I would like to see somebody at Shasta Regional explain to people that the ER does not take Blue Cross. And I found out in talking to Blue Cross that about 98% of hospitals do not accept Blue Cross. They're all subcontracted out.
Hmm.
So I just thought I've been waiting for a chance because you're always so darn busy.
For the next hour, we're gonna have a lot of time to talk to everybody for the next hour. Okay, Mike, well, I tell you what we can do here is because, you know, Shasta Regional is good people.
Yeah,
and,
they are.
And, as you obviously have said, so they're good people. So, you know, what happens a lot of times, especially on the nickel, it goes into a computer.
Yep.
I mean, I've gotten things before for your 23 cents short. Okay, thank you very much. I'll just put that on my next. Oh, no, but see, you're 23 cents short here. You know, the computer keeps, you know, anyway. But yeah, I think that any emergency room has, if you've got insurance that works everywhere else, I mean, the hospital takes it, just not the emergency room.
Yeah, well, it's a different outfit.
Yeah.
And I'm not so upset about the nickel. I'm upset that when they put me in collection for a form that they claim they didn't get, they're not asking for money.
It's just a form.
Just a form. And I finally got a hold of somebody at Blue Cross who faxed both the ER people and the collection agency. And in the time period after they got it, they still put me in, reported me to TransUnion, which really ticks me off.
Mm.
Calling Mudford and go after the ER.
Well, they can fix that, though, right?
Well, I hope so.
I'm sure they can.
It took me 2 hours yesterday of being put on hold and then being hung up on and just on and on and on. It's frustrating.
Well, you know, unfortunately, you know, that, you know, and I empathize with you on things like this because you're just trying to do the right thing. But that's, I think that, are you on the right track now?
I hope so.
Okay.
Well, I got a little hostile with somebody at the collection agency yesterday, and I probably shouldn't have teed off on her. It's not her fault.
Well, sometimes it is.
Well, it could be, but when I mentioned the credit reporting, she said, oh, well, that's another department. And I said, well, I'm not going to call another department and get put on hold for 2 hours. So, hey, do you know Joe, not to change the subject, do you know Joe Wong?
Well, yeah, I do, but I mean, do we go out and have drinks? No, but I do know him.
Yeah. You know, he's the only guy in town. I would love to see a wild game restaurant in town.
A wild game restaurant.
Yeah, it's a place that would serve buffalo and an antelope and frog legs and Rocky Mountain oysters. And
that might be something.
Well,
you know what? There's different laws probably about it, but I think that since it's all being processed and through the FDA or whoever the USDA, I should say USDA, I think people should take a look at it.
I would love it. And there's a market down on airport that I won't mention. I won't give them a free plug, but they have a wide variety of wild game, but not in the counter. It's back in the freezer.
Yeah. Well,
and they sell everything from gator tail to quail. You name it. They have it. But it's pricey.
Yeah, it always is. Hey, we got to run, Mike. Thanks a lot for your phone call, though.
Okay, thanks, Carl. Have a good one.
You bet. You
too. Okay, bye.
Okay. Hey, gator tail. Have you ever had any gator tail?
Deep fried, as a matter of fact, when I was in Florida. Saw it on the menu, had to try it.
Well, you know,
along with the deep fried mac and cheese.
The deep fried mac and cheese. It's not good for you, Bob.
Only in the South would you find this.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 20 years. With outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems. And I mean all models. They offer warranties. They offer guarantees. You need to talk to them about it, about what other work, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day service. I can't say enough about Alliance Heating and Air. They just do great, great work. And, you know, even though that I'm still not sure what kind of season we're in right now, but summer's coming. And when summer gets here, you're going to wish that you had talked to Alliance Heating and Air. So give them a call, 221-2642. Check out their website, homecomfort.org. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Hi, I'm Kayla, and they call me the mouse.
And I'm Red, they call me the bear. How's California working out for you? Want to change it for the better?
Wake up to your chemical sunrise and tune in every Saturday to the Jefferson State of Mind.
We'll be discussing representation, regulations, and restoring our republic.
So catch us from 8 to 9 Saturday mornings on KCNR 1460.
I feel no shame, I'm proud of where I came from. I was born and raised in the boondocks.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find fine ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Even in the cold weather months, we have to keep our bodies hydrated properly every day. It is also important to keep our bodies in an alkali state. The Good Water Store at 2425 Athens Avenue next to the Classic Cafe is your source for alkaline water, the best way to achieve both of these goals. Most of the common foods we eat are acidic, and the best way to balance ourselves is through our water. Please stop by the Good Water Store at 2425 Athens and learn about all the benefits of alkaline water. The Good Water Store is open Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. and Tuesdays and Thursdays from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m.
You're probably wondering, where do I go? I'm out of coffee. Well, let me tell you, Tobacco and Brew, guaranteed to provide you with the freshest coffee beans. With the rising cost of coffee, Tobacco and Brew offers the best prices, quality, and a large variety as well. Check it out. Go in and meet the friendly staff who will help you with selection and specification of your brewing needs. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. And, of course, Bad Bob. Bad Bob, how are you doing today? What are you giggling about, Bad Bob?
There's just a comment in the chat room about Hillary calling Lewinsky a stalker and a sociopath.
Oh, well, she did, I think, back there until the blue dress came out. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Orchard Nutrition. You know, North State's nutrition experts. A huge selection of natural foods and supplements, most in Northern California. In-store deli, and the food, by the way, is just outstanding. 4 nutritionists on the staff to assist you. Classes on health and diet. Also, raw and organic foods. Things that you can't find anywhere else, you're going to find at Orchard Nutrition. And I tell you, Joe and his group of people out there are just outstanding. They're friendly, they're knowledgeable, and they were there to help you. Amazing Foods for Life began, with Vicky and her husband. Sold there, and Amazing Foods for Life, of course, is gluten-free, and it's spreading throughout California, and now it's getting ready to go national. So go down there and find out what that tastes like. You're going to love that. Orchard Nutrition is located in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Give them a call at 244-9141. It's your center for a healthy lifestyle. All right. Wild game dinners. Okay, there's one down in Anderson, right? Bad Bob talking about that. Mike talked about it.
Anderson Rotary puts it on. It's a great feed.
Okay, so it's with things like that. It's all you can eat of all different types of food. What are some of the things they have down there?
Well, of course, they pipe in the Jefferson Pipe Band and Drum Band brings in pipes in this gigantic roast pig. In various years, there's been pheasant, bear stew. Kim Chamberlain does this amazing pork dish every year, although I think she has passed the baton on that one. Just all kinds of just stuff that you wouldn't – it's a protein fest. Vegetarians need not apply, but if you leave there hungry, it is your own fault. And last year when we went, they actually had so much stuff. They said, did anybody think to bring Ziploc bags? Because they were they didn't want to have to cart it all back out and just toss it out. So I think we took about 3 meals worth with us in a couple of Ziplocs because we had them out in the car. So that was pretty, it was awesome stuff. And, we always see people we know down there, and it's, and of course they have the, ever popular gun raffles, and it was a fan, and there's also a big silent auction. So it's a fantastic event.
It really is. And the, I know that you like it. I sat at the same table with you one night, and it was amazing.
Yes, you were able to dodge those rib bones quite handily.
Well, I'm telling you what, it was not only the rib bones, but it was every, you know, they've got everything you can possibly imagine down there. Stuff I've never heard of. I mean, I've heard of, but I've never been able to taste it before.
Well, bear stew is actually quite, you have to season it so it doesn't taste quite so gamey, but it's actually quite good. But, I was surprised, you know, and last year they had crayfish. They had crawdads.
Oh, well, crawdads are okay.
Yeah. Well, I'd never had crawdads before.
Okay, enough of this stuff. Enough of this fluff stuff. Let's get into it. Let's get into Afghanistan. All right. I'm just throwing stuff around here. Afghanistan. We're getting ready to withdraw our troops. And if they sign a SOFA agreement with us, the Status of Forces Agreement, and they can call anything they want, but it protects our troops there from legal matters. That means if anybody does anything wrong, they'll be tried under American law and not Sharia law, which is probably good. I'm sorry, under the Afghanistan law. And the bottom line is we've been in there for 13 years. It's time. It's been time. And the question is what is going to happen after we leave Afghanistan? If you remember Charlie Wilson's war, when we helped the Afghans run the Russians out, and the only thing Charlie Wilson said was, we need to get back in and build some schools. We need to do all this stuff. And they didn't. The United States just left a vacuum there. And what happened? Al-Qaeda.
Well, the Taliban probably Taliban started lopping in. Off well, people's
Taliban
heads
Taliban came
the
in, Al-Qaeda. And they used it as one of their launching points for 9/11. So here's the bottom line. Are we going to keep enough people in there, enough of a presence there so that we do keep the school safe, that we do try to bring up a generation in some kind of freedom? Or is this just going to be something else that we've just done for 13 years and we're tired of it and we have no national strategy? And it's just kind of like get out and just leave, not enough to do that, but, you know, to train a few of their troops. Their estimates are Pakistani experts are saying that they can lose 30% of the military would desert the day we leave. Because they don't feel safe anymore. The fact is, though, is that what is our foreign policy? What is our foreign policy? I know that we've given a lot of it away to the Russians and Putin when he went in there and he solved the quote crisis in Syria. And, you know, and then now you've got Egypt is coming, you know, still coming apart. The military is taken over again. You've got Syria, which is nothing's happened in Syria. So I'm not exactly sure what the United States is supposed to get with that. And Libya. I mean, Libya is still a mess. And Benghazi. Benghazi. 68% of today, of the people polled, both Democrat and Republican, want to know what happened in Benghazi. How can Benghazi just continue to roll? How can Benghazi continue to roll and nobody's answering these questions? How about when they're saying, you know, and Susan Rice, who is the National Security Advisor, says, well, you know what? We weren't 100% correct in that day on Benghazi. 100% correct. How about 5% correct? At least you knew, you know, that it was in Libya. So I guess that's what points and you could spell your name. So the bottom line though here on this is, people want to know what happened in Benghazi. Why didn't we do that? Why were people in the chain of command? Why were officers in the chain of command relieved or retired immediately after that? Was it they just had enough or they couldn't take any more? And some were like that relieved off an aircraft carrier right there after no problems in his life. And the general officer who retired right after that said, oh, no, you know, I'm just retiring. What about that? What about the fact that Hillary said, what difference does it make now? And she apologized for that later. But guess what? That's way, 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 way too late, Hillary. What people want to know is, when did the president know it was a terrorist attack, which he refused to answer? He refused to answer that question from O'Reilly right before the Super Bowl. That's right. Let's just throw the president in there right before the Super Bowl. It's the highest, you know, audience, highest, you know, more people watched him then than ever, especially in the last 2 years. When did he know about that? When did we know? Why didn't we do something? All these things, these are questions. People died. Our ambassador was murdered, slaughtered, and yet, we don't seem to want to find the answers. Is it because there's going to be a direct link back to Hillary Clinton? The people that were there, has anybody ever interviewed them? Has anybody seen interviews with them? I think a couple of them have come out, but what happened to them? You know, they were saying right then, that day, the CIA said, wait a minute, we knew right then it was a terrorist, it was a coordinated attack, and we put that out. Yet Susan Rice, under the orders of the White House, said, nope, this was because of a videotape made by some idiot in Southern California. Well, it wasn't. As they knew then, it was a complex, coordinated attack with mortar rounds, with explosives, with how about fire and maneuver? And yet they held out for 12 hours because a couple of SEALs came in there that were contractors. That nasty word, contractors, came over there and tried to rescue them. And they were still able to hold out. And all this time, nothing was done. Oh, we couldn't do this. We couldn't do that. We can't do this. We can't do that. Why? And then at the whole bottom line on this is, who was fired over this? Who was held responsible for this? You know, Hillary Clinton said, well, I'm responsible. Well, then fine, Hillary. But you need to reap what you sown there if you're saying that you were responsible for this. And yet you're not responsible. You know, well, I'm responsible. I'm the Secretary of State, but I'm not responsible. You know, in fact, some of them, you know, even this is where this is how low they've gone. They're trying to pin it on the ambassador. Now, of course, he can't defend himself. Even that is low.
Dead men tell no tales.
Yeah, even that is so low that even the mainstream media said, oh, wait a minute, you know, let's just back off a little bit here. As it is, you know, the people that supported the Obama administration and now the Hillary cult. We'll be right back after these messages.
The City of Reading Water Utility wants to help you save money and be water smart. Reevaluate your current outdoor watering schedule. Make sure to water later in the evening or early in the morning, because when it's hot or windy, more than a third of the water can be lost to evaporation. Watering your landscape during the coolest part of the day allows water to soak into the soil and minimizes runoff. Be water smart. Visit ReadingUtilities.com for more information. This message brought to you by the City of Reading Water Utility.
Everybody calls us summer, fall, winter, and spring. We've got the best. It's hard to guess who's gonna make our telephone ring.
At Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, everybody calls us 221-2642. Because when you call 221-2642, we help keep you cool. 221-2642. Be cool with Alliance Heating and Air. 221-2642. Now you say the number.
Everybody calls us.
Ted Leidy here with NorCal Firearms Instruction at Sportsman's Warehouse. Are you tired of renewing your CCW in a boring classroom with the same old worn-out curriculum? Make the change this year to NFI's Range Renewal Program. Renew your CCW permit on a live range with NRA-certified instructors. You need 100 cartridges and the desire to become a better marksman. Find out more by calling NFI at 999-1822 or register on the web at readingccw.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, I'm Vicki Leda from Amazing Foods for Life, gluten-free baking mixes made with ancient grains. At Amazing Foods, we're here to help you make living gluten-free easy and healthy. Often it can be difficult to find fast, easy, and delicious treats. With our cookies, cakes, muffin mixes, you can have bakery fresh in your home in about 20 minutes, while at the same time adding protein and omegas to your diet. Amazing Foods for Life is produced in a dedicated top 8 allergen-free environment. Check us out at AmazingFoodsForLife.com or at Orchard Nutrition Center, Tops Market, and many more.
Hi folks, this is Andy Main with Shasta.com to tell you about our Game Changer program. Shasta.com brought us all high-speed internet, website hosting, and development services, and their great customer service has become a thing of legends in this part of the country. Heck, they helped take the twit out of Twitter and put a face on Facebook and made sense out of Google Analytics. Now they've figured out how to make money with your website, and they want a chance to tell you about it. They're calling it Making Your Website a Game Changer, and it's about helping your website increase business. Some people are making thousands of dollars a day online, and we think your website should be doing the same. Making your website a game changer is using the internet to help you find customers online and do more business. It includes getting your website to the top of the search engines and making sure that when people visit your website, they actually stick around for a while and get to know you. Call us today at 224-6866 or just Google Shasta.com and Game Changer. This is Andy Main, and don't worry, we'll leave the modems on for you.
Join me, Dan Fagan, for your afternoon drive home.
I've been listening since you started. I like listening to you, and I just wanted to know that. And there are a lot of us listening. I think it's a very good thing that you're positive. I want to hear positive in the world today because you hear too much negative.
Why automatically assume the worst will happen? What does it cost you to believe the best? There's no cost there.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on KCNR.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR1460 with Carl and the Bio. Linda's on assignment today, 8:34 in the morning. Phone lines here, 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bad Bob, let's do some weather here. I mean, not that it's hard. The weather rock. It's already said it's raining outside.
Weather rock is indeed wet, and it's going to stay wet for the next couple of days. High near 60 today. Showers tonight, and according to one of our sources, they're calling for maybe thunderstorms this evening, which is not what we want. However, we could see up to a half an inch of rain, and that's going to, as we said, continue on for a couple of days. Right now it is 50 degrees in Reading, and this report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Our customers are warm friends, senior and veterans discounts.
Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by our friends at Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. Take a step back in time. You get great haircuts, great prices, discounts for seniors and veterans. DC, Tim, and Logan are the barbers there. I shouldn't say barbers. They are truly experts in what they do, tonsorial experts. You won't get gel in your hair, I don't think, unless it's butch wax. So, but Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold, right off Athens Avenue. Let's talk about Obamacare a little bit. We know in the next probably week, as we start into March, we've got some experts. And I'm hearing about this gentleman who is, I've heard from like four different sources that he is an expert when it comes to Obamacare. He knows it all. And if that's the case, we're going to bring him on and talk about this and talk about the problems that Obamacare is having. But last Friday, the Centers for Medicine and Medicaid Services, a federal agency under the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, that would be Sebelius, you know, who is running that. And, of course, President Obama released a report. I don't know, you didn't hear anything about it, but you should. Exposing the fact that the Obamacare, two-thirds of Americans who work at small businesses will see their insurance premiums increase. Let's say that again. Two-thirds of Americans who work at small businesses will see their insurance premiums increase. Over 11 million American workers will have higher health insurance premiums because of Obamacare. And even though that the administration has tried to delay and de-emphasize the report, right now, the Obama administration itself says Obamacare will raise health insurance premiums for American workers. And if you remember what he said, I mean, there's so many lies in this thing. And misstatements and things like that. They said that the families would see lower health cost, lower health insurance premiums, $2,500 to be exact. This, of course, is the same man who said, if you like your health care, you can keep it. If you like your doctor, you can keep it. Right. Okay. We know all about that, but it's just getting worse and worse. So here's the thing is that it's hitting the small businesses and, you know, it could be, and when it hits the small businesses, and we talked about this the other day, there was a, you know, they did a story on this shop in back in Pennsylvania that he went out in front of his workers because they, you know, small companies below 50 that have opted to help their people with health insurance and provide health insurance for them. When they gave them the new that they had to do because they couldn't keep the other one, the new plan, it cost them money. The women, the single women, mothers, were hammered on this. The only guy that made out, and it was $25 a month, was a 47-year-old single guy, but his deductible doubled to $4,000. Tell me how Obamacare is helping us. And I see things. And I see things on Facebook. I see things. Oh, look at everything that's happened here. What's happened? I'm not sure. I'm sure there must be somebody out there that says Obamacare is working, that it's okay. What about those 4 or 7 million or 4 million or whatever it was? Because you never can be sure of the numbers that signed up now have insurance. Well, what about them? How many of them are paid? How many of them are on Medicaid? All these. I mean, where do the statistics come out from? Why tear down one of the finest health systems in the world and cause this confusion to our citizens? Why? All right. Let's go to, is this Mardell?
Yeah.
Okay, Mardell, you're talking about, you want to talk about arrest and jail. Is that correct?
Well, it's all these parolees that they're picking up. What do they do with it? The jail is full.
Well, that's true. So what they've done is the sheriff's, the captain in charge then, and we've had him on the show before, they have got to balance this with, they look at the ones who are worse. Have you ever seen that game that kids play where the gophers pop their head up and you hit them in the head with that little rubber hammer?
Maybe whack-a-mole.
Whack-a-mole. Have you ever seen that game,
no,
Mardell?
I don't do video games.
Well, this is just something that's been around. But see, every time one comes up, you hit it in the head and it goes down and another one comes up. Here's what they are doing is they're taking the worst and keeping them and releasing the others. Now, what happens to the point when they're all the bad guys?
Good question.
So are you thinking that, do you feel, are you a resident here of Reading?
I am.
Do you feel like that it's not as safe as it used to be?
I feel very safe.
Oh, you feel very safe?
No.
Okay. Well, that's good. I don't know what to tell you about.
You know, you see it on the news. I watch 7R News again some of the time, and uh-huh. You see most wanted, you know, that's kind of a scary thing to say because probably maybe they're not very dangerous. They're picking them up because they haven't, they're paroled and they haven't reported in or something, you know. But I don't know.
Most of them are failure to appear. They've already been arrested. They've already been sentenced, but when they come back to, they just don't come back. And so right. That puts them right up there. So they've already been, yeah, you're right. They've already been sentenced, Matt. And some of the ones they've caught because of burglaries or other crimes they've committed after they've been found guilty. So, it's a revolving door policy and it's not something that Basinko wants to do. But when you've got 683 beds and you've got 8,000 criminals, we know we don't have that many, but you have 1,000 criminals out there. Somebody's got to get cut loose. Mardell, thanks a lot for your phone call.
Thank you.
You bet. You know, this thing too is with the, with turning people loose. You know, when we say whack-a-mole, that's exactly it. One pops up, you hit that one. Well, there's only so much you can do with that. But that's another question is, we're getting ready to build another jail. It's going to take a couple years to do that. And somebody, you know, and it always comes out, why can't we just put a temporary camp up for these guys, these men and women, and put them into that? And I'll tell you why. It's because our state would then sue us, use our money to turn around and sue us for cruel and inhuman punishment. Even though that they would live better than Marines in the field, much better than Marines in the field, but it would be cruel to put people in tents. Or trailers. I said, why don't you take the ones that are, you know, that are non-violent, non-threatening, non-all these, and just put them in trailers. Put them in a nice trailer camp. You know, they have bathrooms in all the trailers and play movies for them and all this. I mean, why don't you just do that? And it's still not good enough. You know, there's so many reasons not to do things. Have you ever realized that? There's so many reasons not to do things as opposed to doing things. Oh, it's against all these laws, regulations. I know people that are going into, they've had constant, and I'm not talking about Anselmo, although Anselmo is just part of it. I've had constant battles. Oh, you've got to tear out your phone system. Well, why? Because it was put in, 25 years ago and we can't find a permit. So you want me to tear out the whole phone system? Because something 25 years ago that when we bought it, it was okay. Well, yeah, but see, it's not, you know, we don't have a permit. Excuse me, but it's already there. You know, you see things like that, and the people are doing their job, but let's, you know, when did common sense leave here? Or is that just me? Is it the fact that when you see, you know, and we're talking, you know, like right here in town, people having to do traffic studies in the middle of a shopping center where there's been traffic studies done ad nauseum for every other business in there. Why do you have to do the same cost? Another $20,000 traffic study. Why is that? You know what? Kurt Starman, you need to come on and tell us, why do we need to keep doing it? Or whoever's doing this, why do we have to do another one over that? I guess, you know what? I've never asked that question. Is, you know, and you know what? There could be really good answers for that. But nobody wants to come on and say, well, you know, the reason we're charging you $20,000 for a traffic study and you're in a parking lot and everybody else has done the same thing forever is because, we want to get money from you. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to the phones. Matt, good morning.
Sorry, I'm a little agitated on this subject. As a construction worker, I can tell you that most building codes of the last decade have absolutely nothing to do other than preying on the stupidity of the American population. You hear the names for public safety, and people have no clue what's really going on. The building department in Shasta County has been corrupt for a long time. We have a lawless government anymore. The only people who care what the law says are the people imposing it upon the general population. Within the government, there's no accountability whatsoever at all. I mean, it is mind-blowing that people are still submitting to this government when, upon a legitimate investigation, the county loses permits on purpose so they can gouge you for money. you know, if a structure's been there 30 years, what happened to the grandfather clause? What happened to our representatives within the county board who could do something about the corruption and lack of any legitimacy, but choose not to because it's more beneficial to the government to continue the policies that are about raping the people? I'm sorry, but that is truly how I feel. We have a government that is out for its own interests and whatever is most beneficial, and the building codes are a prime example of that. Let's make up a bunch of dumb rules that only people that have no clue will support, and those that are profiting from it, and that's all it is.
Well, you know what, Matt?
Don't hold back.
You know what? I think you've hit a lot of these things. I think people are upset about it. Is why do we have certain rules? You know, there are some. I understand why you have to look at things, but when there's just arbitrary ones, and then when it just stops everything, it just stops construction, and it just, you know, they add thousands on to. I mean, it puts people out of jobs, and there's got to be a better way of doing it.
Well, I'll say one thing and then I'll get off here.
Okay.
I can tell you that from 2002 to now, building codes have no legitimacy. It's not about public safety. It's about the government and the special interests profiting off your back. And with the lawless government, I mean, no matter what level of our government you look at, they're doing whatever they want anymore. They don't feel that they're obligated to the law. I mean, there should have been criminal charges against the supervisor who denied the people in this community an appeals process for over a decade.
Okay.
I'm sorry, that was lawless actions within the government. Who gave him the authority to make that decision? Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, no, I absolutely do. But, you know, and
the only people seem bound by the law are the people and the general population. The government does whatever they want anymore. And it's not just the building department. They're probably one of the more kinder levels of corruption going on within the system. Well, and it is corruption and theft, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, Matt. I've got to take
thank
a,
you.
No, well, Matt, no, thank you. You know what? Passion. I like your passions, and from somebody that's in the industry that faces it every day, I appreciate your phone call.
I will say one thing about my passion. John F. Kennedy said, when you make living in peace impossible, you make revolutions inevitable. This government is intentionally trying to drive the general population into poverty and trying to provoke revolution with their lawless acts. Because why should we continue to submit to their rule when they don't even care what the law says anymore? They won't prosecute any of the corruption because what it would mean to the financial pocketbooks of the government. Thank you for your time.
You bet, Matt. Thank you. Hey, on that one, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl in the Bot, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
At Mary's Pizza Shack, even the commercials are homemade.
Mary's Meal for Two is back and better than ever.
Get a medium two-topping pizza or spaghetti with two of Mary's homemade meatballs, plus salad or soup and a Pepsi for each person, all for just $20.95.
I'm ready. Who's coming with me?
Who's your favorite?
Pick me, Charlie.
Who plays with you?
Pick me.
Boy, this is a tough choice. Mary's homemade pizza with Vincent.
Excellent choice.
Or Mary's meatballs with the meatball kit.
That's a no-brainer.
Contest. Whoever guesses my favorite pizza gets to go.
Pepperoni, mushroom,
salami and garlic.
Meatball and tomato.
Actually, my favorite pizza is pineapple and extra cheese. First, you put all the pineapple on my piece, and then you get the rest.
That's my favorite pizza too, Charlie.
We have a winner.
The
that is not your favorite pizza.
It is today.
Original recipes, original Shack, Mary's Pizza Shack. Complete menu available for dine-in, takeout, and delivery in downtown Reading and at the Shasta outlets on Highway 273.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m.
Exploring the various roads to health with me, Alexandra Russo, and my husband, Dr. Dan Russo, as we discuss physical, mental, spiritual, and environmental well-being. We look at the whole person, body, mind, spirit, and environment. We believe health is an interconnected outcome of these four aspects of life. Our mission is to empower you with knowledge and support so you can begin to heal yourself and not become dependent on prescription pills. We want to help guide you on your journey to true health because your health is in your hands.
The Dr. Russo Show. Health is more than just a pill. Tune in every Saturday, 1 to 2 p.m. or listen on the web at KCNR1460.com. KCNR 1460 AM, community talk radio for the North State. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Well, it's 2014. Do you find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, I want to be a better me? This year, I want to feel stronger, have a more positive outlook on life, and feel like I'm controlling my life. Life isn't controlling me. Well, now's the time. Go to Adamson's Peak Performance, a gym where the staff has incredible integrity. Adamson's is a place where you can become a better you. Get fit. Call Adamson's now at 221-8006. Adamson's Peak Performance.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
I know you like this song. So do I. Welcome back. Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott, good morning. Phone lines here are 605. Just let it keep playing in the background there. 605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hello, everybody in the... Chat Pack, Boo, and Comrade Ann.
Passionate comments in the chat.
Oh, they need to be. People should be passionate. It's 8:51 in the right here in the studio. 51 degrees out here. We're going to have rain and rain and more rain.
Did we forget what day? Or is today Tuesday?
Today's Wednesday. Go find it. And okay. Meanwhile, I will cover this with this portion of the show is brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, right on 2225 Hilltop Drive. Let me tell you something. You know, Valentine's Day is over, but it's never too late to make her happy or make him happy or make them happy by going down and seeing Leonard and his associates down there. Estate jewelry, which is just absolutely beautiful. And, of course, loose gems, opals, necklaces, bracelets. He's got it all. He prides himself on, one, having just really, really great jewelry at really fair prices, and they have the only trained watch repair person in town. So if you're going to get your watch repaired and you take it someplace else, it ends up over at Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive. And you know what today is, right?
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is? Huh? Anybody?
Julie, hey, guess what day it is?
Oh, come on. I know you can hear me. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is?
It's hump day.
Yes! And now it's the end of the show here, so we're over our hump day here. And, hey, tomorrow Ted Leidy, is gonna be here, and, we'll be talking with him about the new gun laws and, things that are happening like that in our society. The huge growth in gun ownership. And we also have a number of other great surprises coming up tomorrow.
Speaking of guys named Ted, interesting story on NPR this morning about the Nuge helping out the guy who's running for governor down in Texas. And apparently some statements that Ted Nugent made years and years and years ago have come back and sort of haunted the Republican candidate who had, you know, said, hey, come on down, do your rock and roll thing and show everybody what a cool guy I am. And apparently some of Mr. Nugent's past activities have sort of surfaced. And of course the Democratic candidate has managed to do her own version of a face plant. It was politics as usual, but interesting if Texas does swing in the blue direction, that could change the whole dynamic down there. But there's been a lot of push to make Texas more Democrat, with, by, you know, signing up all the What are they calling them these days?
Illegals. That's what they are. They're illegals. They're here illegally. They're here illegally. You know, a Democrat in Texas only means they own 8 guns instead of 26. You know, I mean, come on. But then that would be scary because in Texas, who's got this great reputation for business and, you know, surpluses and, you know, taking care of, you know, I mean, a business there and business growing, people, everybody has jobs and low unemployment rate, but then they could become like California, where people in California are just wishing for the day that they could separate from the state, make it another state. And by the way, the Jefferson, you know, the state of Jefferson, and we have a show, of course, on Saturdays, Jefferson State of Mind, is talking about, you know, I see letters to the editors, oh, this won't work, this can't work, blah, blah, blah. They're not, you know, they need to either listen to the show or go to one of these meetings and ask these questions. And the letter today was, that, oh, we can't do it because, you know, we don't have any economy and we'd be the poorest, you know, state. And they're not looking at it from the sense that if you take away 150 or 180 of these committees and commissions and your legislature only meets once every other year, and the fact is that you and use environmentally sound, which we have, but we keep being fought, environmentally sound reasons and of logging and using, you know, and cutting back on the horrible regulations that the state has on business. You know, this is a beautiful area up here. 1 degree difference between, just Redding here, 1 degree difference between us and Palm Springs. So, I mean, think about all the other businesses that come here. The Hollywood, in Hollywood, the movie industry is moving to Canada. They're moving to New Mexico. They're moving other places because they're just getting taxed unmercifully. And this is really kind of cool considering that all these liberal, Democrats are supporting Obama and Brown and he's getting hammered. So they're very quietly leaving, the studio. So you could come up here north into the state of Jefferson or whatever it is, state of Carl, even though Rob Pledy likes the state of Rob better, Redding police chief. And so but the bottom line is there would be a lot of things happening, you know, and the idea, first of all, that it's all a waste of time is, it's not a waste of time. And let me tell you why. Let me tell you why the state of Jefferson is not a waste of time. It gives publicity and movement to people who don't have a lot of hope about this state. They don't feel like they're represented. Frankly, I don't believe that the majority of the people in Redding and the northern state and Shasta and Anderson and Cottonwood and Red Bluff and Yreka and Dunsmuir, all the way up to the border and out Modoc County, Alturas, the majority of us out here are not fairly represented. I'm not saying that Brian Daly is not doing a great job or that Ted Gaines is not doing a good job or, you know, or this. No. We are underrepresented. You use it by votes. We have one. LA's got 47. Come on. We are not fairly represented. And we haven't been since the 60s with that law. This is what it's about. It is not about taking the state and splitting into six and whoever came up with that one, it just happened to be a billionaire, which means he's got the money to do that. But the point is that the representation. For the people in Northern California. Northern California does not end at Sacramento. And this is what it is. You know, so you can poo-poo it and say all these other things, but the bottom line is representation, fair representation for the people up in Northern California. Bob.
I prefer the term, Superior California.
Yeah, Superior. I like that.
Yeah. And geographically, that would be a correct term.
It would be. And so, you know, but anyway, this is, again, when I get into this, it's not specifically the state of Jefferson as it is representation. Well, how about this? How about the Electoral College? How about having my vote for president count? It doesn't count now.
There has been an effort to undo the Electoral College ever since the beginning of electronic media because, of course,
I don't want to do away with Electoral College. I believe we need to keep that. What I need, though, is a percentage of Electoral College. Like if 51% vote Republican, then you get 51% electoral votes.
Divvy the vote instead divvy of winner vote, take all.
Yeah, instead of winner take all. That's ridiculous. That's ridiculous in a presidential election, because that means that if you've got 40, you know, if you've got 50 in point one, that means 49.9 of a state doesn't count. That's not right. That is not right. Anyway, hey, we got to run here in a minute. So you got about a minute. I just, you know, we've got two clocks in here. One's a minute faster than the other one, by the way.
Yeah.
We'll fix that after this. Tomorrow, like I said, tonight, Trish Clark's joining me. We've got a lot of great things that are happening, tomorrow. And then, of course, on Friday, we're rolling out of here. Got the last day of the month. So many things happening in March. But remember, the fact is that, you need to get, like we had today, people passionate. Get involved. Get involved in what's happening here. And it's, you know, this year, we have two supervisors running for office. Dave Kehoe and Les Baugh, they're running for office. And city council has three spots that are up for re-election, or up for election, I should say. Get involved. Find a person that's going to support what you believe in, and you vote for them, you'll work for them. And remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you? But I won't back
down. The news is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. America's top military officer suggests the Taliban may like what it hears coming out of Washington this week. President Obama says the U.S. military may fully withdraw from Afghanistan by year's end if the Afghans don't sign a security agreement. Joint Chiefs Chairman General Martin Dempsey says that could encourage the enemy and convince some Afghan forces to side with the Taliban. The Russians are flexing their military muscle, with President Vladimir Putin ordering military exercises near Ukraine. After Ukraine's pro-Moscow president was forced from office, international security analyst Sajan Gohel says to a great degree this is all about saving face.
For the president of Russia, Vladimir Putin, what has transpired in the Ukraine is a significant setback for Russia's foreign policy objectives. And it's also now going to be important to illustrate that they are not irrelevant and they will not be intimidated.
New homes.